sacraments we have received, O Lord our God, stir up in us that fire of charity with which blessed St. John Paul II burned ardently as he gave himself unceasingly for your church through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Have Sister say a few words, and I'd like to thank our priest who are with us today, Father Tom Keller, who's a neighbor to Mary and Hermie, who definitely lives right there somewhere. Yeah. Do you keep an eye on Sister?
I'll try.
Thank you for being here. Father Carlos and Margo, I got mixed emotions. It's good to see you, but unfortunately, we're going to say goodbye to him soon.
Oh, yes.
So June, this man is retiring. He'll go back home to Columbia to be with his mom for a while, and then he'll move to be close to his sister in Boston. Apparently, Idaho did not convert him. Parish here today, and I know you're missing greatly. Just show our appreciation this morning.
Just so you know, after Mass, the closing song, we will process over to Mercy House, and there will be a short prayer and blessing over there. And lucky me, I get to talk to you now, I get to talk to you over there too. just so you know, we have some people from out of state. I'm modeling Father Len McMillan. He does this on a regular Sunday Mass. Anybody from out of state, please stand up. This is my sister Lucille. This is Sister Charlene, the Superior General. This is just St. Mary Gordon from Beaverton, Oregon. And this is Nancy Van Dyken, who is our iconographer, and we'll talk about her icon. It's over at the Mercy House, and she's from Montana. Lori Vanderwalker is from the Seattle area and has been here on retreat a lot. Yeah, she's like another sister to me, because she always says, well, what can you do? I need to work. Good, work is good. Let's see.
Introduce ourselves.
Yeah, you don't know my state. Name. You're from, but you're from
Nick Macomb. And Shirley Wilkins, we're from Southern California, San Diego.
But you also are in the McCall Parish.
Yeah, we live in McCall part time.
Yeah, they scared me. They stood up. Go ahead.
I'm Eileen, and I am the sister of Sister Janice, and we're from the state of Washington.
And I've been here on retreat three times over the past 15 years.
She's a sister of Holy Names of Jesus and Mary
from Spokane.
And go ahead, Tom.
Tony Wood, grew up in McCall, Idaho, live in North Dakota. Yes.
And here to honor his family, you'll see.
Sister, there's two here that didn't stand up.
My cat will tell on you.
Yes, I will.
Go ahead. Tell us who you are.
Joanne and Tom Mooney, we're in LaBelle Parish in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. You're near neighbors, geographically and liturgically in the church. When you get over there, I'm going to need a reader for the scripture reading, and I didn't ask somebody. Is there somebody who'd like to volunteer? Yes, great. Thank you. And Christian, I was going to ask you to do the intercessions when you get over there. In front of everybody, what else would you say? Yes. All right. We thank the bishop for being here, of course. Yes, this gives you the experience of Mass really being heaven on earth. Yeah, you don't want to. But actually, yeah, that's a good thing. But anyway, we'll continue when we get over to Mercy House. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister. And again, a short appreciation for Sister Beverly. The sign of a true disciple is one that pulls a lot of people together from all different places. So, you've done a great job. I want to introduce you to Veronica Gutierrez, who is a woman I met a year ago. Christian and I traveled down to Michoacán, which is the state of Mexico, the beautiful city of Morelia, and Veronica and her husband worked in a parish. And the more I talked and got to know them, I wish I spoke Spanish, but the more I learned about who they are, the more I fell in love with this couple. I said, we need you here in Idaho. And you're going to see a big change. If any of you get the Idaho Catholic Register, which is our Idaho Catholic paper, you're going to see a big change in the Spanish section especially, because Vero is a wonderful writer. She spent a lot of time working for the Public, the Civic paper in Morelia, and she did interviews, quality interviews with the current Archbishop and you name it, politicians and all kinds of people. Just did an interview in another part of our state with a family, getting their story. So we're going to hear a lot of stories of faithful people from different parts of our Spanish-speaking world. So Vero, we welcome you and your husband, Mamo was in charge of working with the government when Pope Francis came to Morelia. He was part of the organization of that event. So he'll be organizing different events for our Spanish-speaking families, especially in southern Idaho. There's so many. Over half of our church, half of our Catholics in Idaho are Latino. So we have a big population we've got to care for. And Vero, you and your husband are helping us care for our brothers and sisters. Nosotros, hermanos y hermanas, gracias por todos. Musicians, thank you.
Thank you, Bishop.
For two people, you sure put out a choir sound.
Thank you.
Quite a gift. And all of you, thank you for making the trip here and to honor your faith and honor the faith that happens here through the Hermitage. Marymount, thank you for that witness you offer and the care you give, because it doesn't happen lightly unless you don't have a life. Many of you gave up something today to be here, so thank you. Let us stand now for a final blessing. Surrounded by the beauty of your creation, sometimes sparse, sometimes abundant. Help us to recognize in the landscape of our lives that you are always present through thick and thin. May we be open to your grace as always. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, watch over our families, those that we're concerned about, those we rejoice over. May we be one. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And Lord, may this day be remembered as a day of rejoicing and the connections that you make in our lives by your grace, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go forth now and join peace to love and serve our Lord.
Thanks be to God.